that the chiyuv to buy sell for that matter to a yid from a yid rather than a goy. This is Sifra. Chavetz Chaim brings it in Avas Chesed in Parakei. He says, "Vada oid to ini mechira gam kein tzricha atayri tzricha atayri kasheri liyisol dover malimkar v'nizdami lefanav liyisrael luknani yimkar liyisrael." Somebody has something to sell, and a yid and a guy come to him, and they both want to buy the same thing. He should sell it to the Yisrael. Who adin leinian amtsarach liknais, if you need to buy. Dechsev chesimku memkar la misecha. Oikonomi yara misecha. Pasuk says, something we've all been dealing with in various places in Bamitzia. Chesimku memkar la misecha. You'll sell something la misecha. Oikonomi yara misecha. You buy something yara misecha. And the Sefri Darshins and Bos Limkar Timkar. Yisrael chavercha and bos likna is tikna mi Yisrael chavercha. Amisecha miyad amisecha liyad amisecha. We darshan that amisecha kaita. So there's a din that you should sell or buy, do business with a yid before you do business with a guy. So it means if they both come at the same time to buy from you, so you should sell to the yid. If you can go ahead and you can buy from two meichrim, one's a yid and one's a guy, and they're both lefanecha. So the din is you should go ahead and buy from the yid and not from the guy. Now, the gedarim of this are not so pashut. The main place where it's discussed is not Shulchan Aruch with the Shuvas Ramah. It's Simin Yud, in which he's Marach, and this Nakuda happens also to be the Shuva, if I'm not mistaken, that's copyrights. All the issues of copyrights. But it's miyusid on a Gemara in Bamitzia and Ezu Neshech that I did with the Oni last night. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, L'nachwi sashach, which pshute means that you should take ribbis from a guy. It says, like the Gemara, my sashach, lav sashach, loy sashach, loy sagh, lav achi, lav fugi, achi, loy. So like the Gemara, what it means is that you shouldn't give ribbis to a guy. Says Zakhi Gemara, you should give only to a guy and not to a yid. In fact, the Gemara, what does that mean? So the Gemara goes through, and the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Mirvino, I'm Rav Bichtei Chayev." Then the Gemara says like this: The Tani Rav Yosef, and Kesef Talves Ami, Es Ha'ani Imach. If you lend money to my nation, which this im is one of the three Rashi says in Chumash, are that you mechuyif to do, not if you do. So you mechuyif to lend money. So it says the Talmud is ami. So what's the hadgasha on ami? Ami v'nochri ami kaidim. If the shaila is to lend to a yid or to a guy, so the din is you mechuyif to lend to the yid. Ani v'ashir ani kaidim. Ani yechav, ani yecha, your relatives and the people of your city, aniim of your city, ani yecha kaidmin, ani yechav, ani yer acheres, ani yecha kaidmin. And we've talked about this in the context of staka, so all the rishonim and the paiskim bring it, that this seder advarim goes for stakos. But so what's the first one? Amar ami v'nochri ami kaidim pshita. In fact, you must bash it. You have a yid to lend to, a guy to lend to. So fashteitzuk the mitzvah is to lend to the yid. What do you need a brisa for that? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna leinisacha, dafilu lenochri be ribis uli yisrael b'chin. The chiddush is that even if it's to a guy be ribis, so you're going to make some money, and it's to yisrael b'chinam, you're mechuyev to lend to the yisrael b'chinam and not to the guy, and not to the guy be ribis. Even if you're going to go ahead and make a profit from the guy, so the din is you're mechuyev to lend to the yid for nothing. Now, we're not talking about the muchaf from the paisim, that if your parnasa is ribbis, let's say you're like Amol, they used to be in the ribbis business, because that was the only thing they could do, that's something else. But if you're talking about you have discretionary funds, you have money to lend out, that you don't need, and the shaila is, should you lend it to the Israel and get the mitzvah of halva, or to lend it to the guy and make a profit, so the din is mechuyev to lend it to the Israel, not to the guy. Now, the shaila is, how far to take this halach? So there's a halach, there's a gemara in Pesachim, and in Avodah Zarah, with the gemara, the Gemara Daf Chaf brings the Gemara Pesachim Chaf Aleph brings the Braisa Machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk says, "Pasuk that Leisaychul Kol Nevela LaGer Asher B'Sharecha Titnena V'Achala Imachar LeNachr." Pasuk says, "Don't eat Nevela." Give it la gera shebisharecha and he'll eat it, or sell it to a guy. So the pasuk pshuta shall make us either give it to a ger taishav, something like a ger taishav, obviously not a full fledged ger, you can't give nevela to a ger. You're giving the nevela to the ger taishav, but you're selling it to the guy. So it's like, I only know you could give it to the ger taishav, or sell it to the guy. Leger b'mechir, I mean, how do you know you're allowed to sell it to the ger taishav, not mechiv to give it to him? Tamalimer titneno imechar, put the pasuk together, read it both ways. Same thing with the guy, you're allowed to give it to the guy. The Gemara hears this in Kasha, because the Gemara says that you're not allowed to give presents to a guy. The Gemara says the Teretz. So the Gemara brings it, that's Rav Meir. Rabbi Huda aimer, dvarim kichsav. Take the pasuk epshutai, leger b'nesino leivikachav b'mechir. To a ger b'nesina, and to an avik echavim b'mechir. In fact, the Gemara Shapik Amar Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Amalach Isak Adai the Gemara Meir, Lichter Achmana Tent Nena V'achalo Mechar. Pasuk should say it all together. Ayu Amali, what's the Ay Mechar? Shema Min Ol Dvarim Kechsavim Hudasa. It's Kepshutai to give it to the ger taisha, or you sell it to the guy. You can't give it to the guy. Rameyer ahulak dumei nesina de ger lemechira davikichav. Zok the Gemara. Rameyer holds that you need the pasuk to tell you that giving it to the ger taishav is kaidem selling it to the guy. If you have a choice to sell it to the guy or give it to the ger taishav, you mechuyev to give it to the ger taishav. Rav Yehuda kiven the ger at the mitzvah lachiyaisai. There's a mitzvah of tzedakah on the ger taishav. Mitzvah lachiyaisai. So v'chayachichimach, u'kenani at the mitzvah l'achiyosim, by a kenani, by a v'kechavim, there's no din l'achiyosim, l'haktim l'itzarcha, that's pasuk. You don't need a pasuk l'haktim. So the pasuk is doing, is telling you it's asa to give to a guy. So we have a machlegis, everybody holds those, Zakti Gemara, that it's pasuk, that if the shaila is to give it to a gertaisha, or to sell it to a guy, you have to give it as a matana to the gertaisha. Rav Meir disholds, that's what the pasuk is for. Rav Yehuda holds, you don't need a pasuk for that, that's a davar pasuk. So comes along Taisus, and Taisus says, why is that true? If you have a shaila, should you give a present to a yid, or sell something to a guy? So you cleave to give a present to a yid? What's that Taisus? In time of chiyesh le'adam chayfetz limkar, yid nana leger, kaidim shim kurena le'vi, come to me something to sell. So he's mechuyev to give it to a ger before he sells it to a guy. Not even mechuyev to do that by a yid. Why, he's mechuyev to give presents instead of selling things? So this din, that the ger taishav, to give a matana to the ger taishav, or to sell it to the guy, is only when it's not shove harbe. Like over here, the nevela is not shove harbe. Now, bisman hazeh, taishav b'avon, bisman hazeh, nevelas are worth a lot of money. That's because bisman hazeh, we live among goyim, so they'll be very happy to buy the meat, and memela it's worth, maybe not as fully as much as kosher meat, but it's worth a lot of money. Masha'en kain, when you live, you're a yid, you were in a society of yidden, and there was an occasional guy who lived, maybe one guy in the city, two guys in the city. So what's an avela worth already? You have to, it's like an emergency sale. So memela, it's not shav harbi, it's a shav of muad, and therefore the din is to give it to the ger taishav rather than, and because there's a mitzvah of tzedakah by Eger Taisha, rather than to sell it to a guy. So there's a machlekes achrayim between the Peshua and the Shara Mishpat and others, whether when the Gemara says the din by Undafayin Aleph and Bometziah, when the Gemara says that the din is that you're mechuyev to lend the Yisrael for nothing rather than lend to the guy Beribis, even though you're making money from the guy Beribis, is that also only by a Hefsin Muat, when you're going to lose a little bit? In other words, either the you're not going to make so much money from the guy, or it's even by Hefsin Merubah. The Pnei Yeshua seems to learn that it's even by Hefsin Merubah. And that's what the Chiddush HaKar would be. In Mechuyiv, Kesef Tal Es Ami, that Ami is Kaidim, even if there's a Hefsim Merubah. However, seems that most Paiskim hold, and the Ramah seems to go with this, that it's the same Gedder as by the Ger Taishiv, as by the Nevela by the Ger Taishiv, which means that there's only when there's a Hefsim Muat, and not when there's a Hefsim Merubah.
So what's the Chiddush?
What's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? Yeah. Well, the Chiddush of the Pasuk, that is really one of the riots. It even becomes really a little bit farkeh. He says like this. What he's doing is he's bringing a riot to the Etzem Din. Right? He's quoting the Ramah here, but we're going to wait a step for this, but we'll go right to this now. Says Elani is tidy raya zu yeshus. So he says matzke one raya the chavetz chaim. Then he says like this: Ach haraya shlisha shehevi is sham ledin zel lechayir raya chazaki v'zel l'shoyne. The adkan hadim mefarish kod dami secha al karkam say hadim mefarish kod dami secha who kaidim laknani mayri afilu hecha the moizel laknani. He's bothered by this. Let's back up a step. He's bothered by the following problem. Not the following problem, but the following kara. Maybe you'll say like this. Maybe you'll say that the din, that the guy beribis, or the Yisrael bechinam, that the Yisrael comes first, that's because it's meni asarevach. You have a chance of making a profit by lending to the guy, but you're not making the profit if you go ahead and you lend to the yid. So maybe over there you're mechuyev. But when you go ahead and you're buying from a yid at a higher price than by a guy, so there, it's not menias harevach, you're losing money. You're taking money that you have, and you're spending it to buy from the yid rather than from the guy. So who says to take the din that far and say that it's going to apply in such a case? So he says, so the Ramah brings it right, because he says like this. He says, even when the guy's cheaper, the kaimula, ramei rabbi Yehuda, lachka rabbi Yehuda. We paskin, we have a klal gadol in Shas, if you have machlekes, Ramei, and Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar hachal, akdumi like tzarech kra. Rabbi Yehuda says by nevela, that you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk la'akdumi. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that Ger Taishev is first. Since there's a mitzvah la'achiyaisa, it's pashit that the Ger Taishev would be first. That the Ger Taishev bechinam would be first before the Ayvi Kechavim, the first schar. In Kain other I'm a cousin economy and we say my rich shamay zugabe then be shoven a cousin with our late sar crowd the pshita if the pasuk that says that the mitzvah is to sell the buy from the yid is only when the prices are the same, so two people, you got have two stores to buy from, you can buy your soda in Shapre, you can buy your soda in what's the pasuk, it's the Jewish store, kosher connection. Simuchu, you have to go ahead and buy in Kosher Connection. But let's say the price is higher in Kosher Connection. So the din would be that you're not Muchu. Maybe that would be because you're going ahead and being mafsi money. So he says, Al Karkach, the whole Rabbi Yehuda's svar is that it's Pashit that Lakdumi doesn't need a Pasik. It's Pashit Lakdumi doesn't need a Pasik because it's a svar. It's a svar that they're going ahead and you're going ahead and everything is Shavas Avadi. You give the business to the Yid. You give the tzedakah to the Ger Taishev. It must be, you know, as he's using that svara, and he's saying, therefore, it must be, even when the yid is cheaper, that's the chiddush hakra. Even when the guy is cheaper, that's the chiddush hakra of Amisech. So he doesn't take it, the Ramah doesn't follow through, so what's the chiddush hakra by ribis? Because L'chaira, what he's saying is, you know, that's good for the Chiddush HaKra. The Chiddush HaKra is, even though you're losing money by the Yid, then the din is still that, in other words, you know, the same Vart he's saying over here, he's saying over there. In other words, you without a pasuk, I would say, if they're exactly the same, the guy comes to you to borrow money for nothing. And the Yid comes to you to borrow money, so you lend the Yid. That's what would be without a pasuk. That would be pasuk. Comes along the pasuk and says, no, even the Yisrael b'chinam and the guy b'schar. But maybe that's only by a hefsid, that would only be by a hefsid mu'at, not by a hefsid meruva, just like by ger taishav, mechira, if the ger taishav is going to come before the Yisrael, that would be pasuk. So the chiddush is that even though you're selling to the guy, you're selling to the guy or giving to the ger taishav, mechira, to give to the ger taishav. Same thing over here. If the pasuk, what's the chiddush of amisecha, kisimkur memkar amisecha, the chiddush is gufa that you're mechuyif to sell to the yid, even though you're mechuyif to buy from the yid, even though you're going to lose money, because if there was just shaveh, it was the same price, so the din would be that there's no, it's pasuk. You don't need a pasuk.
Would it be taken into consideration, for example, it's Erev Shabbos, you know, if you go to the kosher store?
We'll get to those kind of cases. Let's first be magdir. So we have a machlekes achrayim whether the din by tztaka is even by hefsim merub. The Ramah seems to go that it's only by Hefsid Mu. Now, let's define. What's Hefsid Meruba? What's Hefsid Mu? I'll give you two cases. In other words, the Shiloh, the way I would phrase it is, are we dealing with percentages or overall totals? So, let's say I'm buying a bottle of soda. I go to ShopRite, I can buy a bottle of soda for $1.29, whatever it's holding. Okay? If I go to Kosher Connection, it's going to cost me $1.69. So now, 40 cents is certainly not a high amount of money. Right? 40 cents is a negligible amount of money. Maybe for Bachram it's a little bit more, but it's a negligible amount of money. However, percentages, we're talking almost 25%. We're talking a huge percentage in the difference in the price. Right? 40 cents out of a bottle that's cost $1.07, $1.69 is almost 25%. So that's a huge percentage. So do we go with percentages, in which case that would be called meruba, or do we go with overall price? Now, the nafgamina would be both a kula and a chumra. In other words, what if you're buying a car? So a car, I buy for the yid for $18,000. Buy from the guy for $17,000. So now, 1/18 is not a high percentage, right? 1/18 is about 6%, 6.5%. That's not a hefse meruba if we're dealing with percentages. But on the other hand, it's $1,000. $1,000, for most of us, is considered mistama hefsim merub. It would be a big difference. So, how do we deal? Do we deal again within the context of that mechira, as a percentage of that mechira, or do we deal with the overall price? Well, let's look. Now, I've seen this, Claire. L'chaira, though, we could bring a raya from the makar. What's the makar? The makar is nevela. By nevela, what's the var over there of the hefsim muat or hefsim meruba? That's because the overall price of the nevela is negligible. That's what Taisa says. Because the nevela is not worth a lot in the society of Yidden. Because there are only a couple goyim around, it's not mitzuyim beinayim, you're not losing that much money. As a percentage, it's 100%. If you're giving it to the ger taishav or selling it to the guy, so let's say it's $10. Right? It's a huge behemoth, it's $10. But what are you losing? You're losing the full $10. It's not a percentage of anything, not shayach a percentage of anything. So it's klar and taisvis that hefsim muat means in overall terms, not a percentage. So once that's true, so then l'chaira, that's the makar for the din over here. That's where the Ramah is bringing it from, and that's where they're getting it from. So l'chaira, we're dealing with overall terms, not with a percentage. Which would mean that on a regular shopping trip, even if Fechveis is going to be $5-$10 more if you buy in the kosher store your Shabbos food, and in the Gaisha store it's going to be $5-$10 less, it should come out that you mechuyif to buy in the kosher store, even if as a percentage of the entire purchase it's a much higher percentage, it's 10-15% higher, even if that's true, but your mechuyif l'chayra would come out from this to buy from the year. However, in the case of the car, it will come out of kula, would come out of kula, because it, even though it's a lower percentage, it's a low percentage difference, but the overall price is a big schum, so that's a hafsa meruba. That would be a big difference. So it comes out of kula and a chumra. But in general shopping terms, now we can clear, though we can take it further. Let's say, you know, every Friday or every week I do my shopping, right? So I buy, you know, a certain range of goods. So if I buy every week, and every week it costs me $20 more in the kosher store than in the geisha store, so I could hear it said, let's look at my overall shopping. If I 50 weeks a year, $20 is $1,000. $1,000 difference buying in the kosher store over the geisha store, and the yiddish store over the geisha store is a have some meruba already. So do we have the right to go ahead and look at the whole year's purchases? Or do I say, no, right now I'm buying $100 over here and $110, $115 over here. So mechli is to buy from the yid, because it's not meruba, it's only $15. I, over 50 weeks, it'll be much more. And twice a week, I'm going to go do shopping, and it's going to be $25 a week. I have no right to do it that way. Or do I say, no, I look at the whole, my shopping patterns, rather than the specific. The pashas is not brought anywhere. Again, these halachas are not Mufurish and Shulchan Aruch even. This is the Chavetz Chaim, but it's Muslim Paiskim. They talk about why it's not Shulchan Aruch. That we're not going to go into. But the pashas is you deal with this Mecca. You don't have the right to go ahead. There's no chiluk by nevela. Let's say you have a shlachtais and you have a regular amount of nevelas, unless maybe it's kavua. If it would be kavua, you know, your system, so then maybe in chanami, maybe you would be mechira. What? I'm saying, you know, there's you know, you have. I don't mean kavua in the sense that you regularly have, but kavua in the sense that you have, you know, five a day, and now you're giving that to somebody. So each one by itself, you wouldn't deal with now, you would deal with the group. But each shopping trip, it's hard to hear. You know, as you could even hear, you don't even deal with the shopping trip. It's just your convenience that you're buying, you know, soda and chalum beans and meat and right, your 40 items or 140 items, whatever it is, in one shopping cart and one. But each one is really a separate bechir. Each one is really a separate purchase. So maybe you have no right even to deal within the context of your shopping trip. Though that I would hear l'chayr that you would. Yeah.
How much farther are you
mechayr to shalom? So that's the next issue. That's really what Yoni was asking also. What about convenience? Right. What about convenience? So let's think for a minute. What this mitzvah is? I was just talking to Rabbi Meir about this. Right. I used to have this issue, I used to clear this issue in Baltimore. So there's a Giants that's about, well, depending on what time of day you're going, but it would be 11:30 at night. They were open, they used to be open 24 hours, and I think they're not. But 11:30 at night, you're going to Giants, so, you know, it would take 5 minutes to get there. Right, it's a very convenient time for me. It's after Seder, it's after night Seder. And I can go and do the shopping quickly and get almost everything there. And maybe even everything, and be very convenient. On the other hand, to go to 7 Mile Market. 7 Mile Market is not open late at night. Open at the latest till 11, which was too early for me. So to go to 7 Mile Market, I have to go either a Bein Astarim, right, in the middle of the day, which is very much harder. It'll take four times as long because it's 20 minutes away, especially at that time of day, and it's much more crowded. And you know, as all these factors are involved in going to the Jewish owned store rather than the Gaish owned store. So do I have the right to go ahead to the Giants or not? Now if I need a bottle of soda now, so it's bashit, of course I could go to the Giants. Right? It's not, I mean, it's only the whole din is only when I could buy from a guy or buy from a yid, so the din is a mechuyev to buy from the yid. But if the thing I need now is only available by the guy, so then the Fashtetzach, I'm not coming to buy from both of them. So the Chayr there, that would be Pasha. But if it's just convenience, well, the Gedarim that they seem to be saying over here are Daimit to the Gedarim of Tztaka. It's part of the Mitzvah Zaktabai. They talk in those terms that it's part of the Mitzvah Zaktabai. So now, who says there's a din of convenience to give Tztaka? There's no din of convenience to go ahead and get stuck. If it's inconvenient for me to get stuck, so I'm potter.
The only
if
the guy comes here.
That's because that gedder of tzaka. That first of all, it's not true, right? In other words, I'm chuyif to give when he sticks out his hand, but I have my overall mitzvah of tzaka to go ahead and give tzaka. If I know about a tzair, let's say I know about a tzair, right? So the lechatchila is I should go give him. Right, I'm also, I have a issur of like sikwe says yadcha if he sticks out his hand to me, but the mitzvah of tzaka they have under all circumstances. Right, so I know about it tzayach. So meikar then I'm mechuyif to go. Again, maybe I'm not over an issur if I don't, but I'm mechuyif to go, give him tzaka. So now I know about it tzayach. So it's not convenient for me. It's more convenient for me to keep the money in my pocket. That might be true, but it's I'm not off the hefset shabbat. Mitzvah tzedaka obviously is to lose money. You're supposed to give maybe even a lot of money to tzedaka. If you make $1 million and you have to give $100,000 or $200,000 to tzedaka between Meister and the Chaimish, that's Meruba. That's not the issue over there by tzedaka. But you're mechuyev to be inconvenienced to go ahead and give tzedaka. There's no tour of inconvenience for tzedaka. So is that true by this thing of going ahead and tziknim yadam isecha? The pasha should be that you're mechuyev. The pasha should be mechuyev. I didn't see anybody who says this, and I'm sure I didn't see chubas on this bechlal. There must be chubas on this, but the shutai of the halacha should be that you're mechuyev to be inconvenienced. How inconvenienced? At what point does it become a hefsa meruba? In other words, is a hefsa meruba in time or some stomach? You know, my time is also time is money. Money is time. Whatever, however, whichever phrase you prefer. So, at some point, L'chaireh reaches the gather of Hafsa Meruba, so is how inconvenienced do you have to be to go ahead and be mechuyif to do that. It's hard to be mine. But the pshuta is, if it's 5 minutes out of your way, L'chaireh you're mechuyif to go ahead and do it. And the tzir I set up where, you know, it means changing around the whole pattern of your day, because to go ahead and buy Thursday afternoon, in the middle of the day, to buy it over there rather than 11:30 Wednesday night, to buy it over there, and it would take you 5 minutes. So maybe it's taka chil. It's not clear. No, is this a question of convenience? L'chayim mechuyif to do it. It's a question of losing a major block of time. Certainly losing time from Torah and Seder, but l'chayim that would be itself a reason why you would be able to go ahead and do it the quicker way.
I'd say even if the Jewish store is closer, would change the situation?
Well, you're saying it's more convenient to go to the Jewish store?
No, not convenient, because it's more crowded. It'll take you longer to get through and feel yourself.
So, that's what I'm saying. I know if it's going to take you another 15 minutes in the Jewish store than in the Geisha store, it's hard to hear ahead to go to the Geisha store. Right? If it's going to mean rearranging your whole day, so then that becomes a Hafsa Meruba. It's always true.
I think it's stuck in there for half an hour.
Okay.
Just waiting in line.
So a half hour. Is a half hour have some meruba or have some more? I mean, we're Bali Musar, so I understand that time, a half hour of time, is a have some meruba. But as far as the monetary value of that time, Pasha says it's not.
What is the guy's rich? The store guy.
This didn't Amisach Kai, no, this didn't Kai. If you have two storekeepers to buy from, one's an Ani and one's an Ashir, the same din is true. The same level of Kadima, Pashtus is true, to go ahead and buy from the Ani. Because first of all, you get other mitzvahs. Besides this din of Amisach, you get other mitzvahs about Zaktabai, and you get mitzvah Tzaka. That's also true. Chavetz Chaim Bavarns, though, this is an important Nakuda. He says at the end of the whole Haggah over here, he says, this whole din is true if you're buying, coming to buy from both. But what's the din if there's a shah? Right? There's a set price. And to buy for the yid is selling above the shah. There he says, you're not mechuyev to buy from the yid. You're not mechuyev to buy from the yid. So I think what he means is, because then charging above the shah is saying, I want to take advantage of the fact that you're supposed to buy from a yid. Right? In other words, the price is X. And because we're both yidden, so I want more money from you. So that's tzedaka. So if he's an ani, so you have to give him tzedaka. I could give other people tzedaka. I don't have to give him tzedaka. There he lost the din of going ahead and buying from him. No, see, he might be smarter to charge the same price as the guy, and that way he'll get the business. But the Chafetz Chaim says he's not mechuyev, and same thing, if you're selling, and the yid comes and he offers less than the shahr, and the guy's paying the shahr, you're not mechuyev to sell to the yid for less than the shahr. That's stakif. Again, if he's an ani, maybe you're mechuyev al stakif. He doesn't say that, but the chayre that might be. But it's not al this din of amisecha.
So it happens to me in most kosher stores, everything's more expensive. What sets the
shahr?
Supermarket?
It's hard to say that there's a shahr, right? In other words, there's a range.
In every supermarket, the soda will be $1.19.
It's not true. In other words, the Yiddish stores are in general maybe selling for a little bit more because they're small. In other words, if you go to 7-Eleven, right, or to, you know, there's a store that doesn't have a lot of, if you buy a bottle of soda in 7-Eleven, or you buy a bottle of soda in Giants or in ShopRite, Shabbat is going to be much cheaper, right? Because it's a convenience store. They're not selling hundreds of bottles of soda a week. They're selling tens. Not just convenience. They're charging because they're not selling to scale, right? They're not selling to scale. Most Jewish stores are not giants. They have the leverage with the Coca-Cola company that they're buying tens of thousands, if not millions, of bottles of soda, and they bargain down the price. But they're even 7-Eleven. I think each individual one buys, you know, two cases of soda a week, whatever it is. So the mailer, they have to charge a higher price. So that is the shahr. I don't think that would be considered above the shahr. That would be, you know, so it got to be Aino also. It wouldn't be Aino. Right? That's together also by Aino.
Shahr doesn't have to be set by any official, like, 25-cent label in the bag of chips. You don't need that for
sure. All
these, you know, as far as I know, there's no difference. Now, what's meruba and what's muat, if we're dealing with overall, that might depend on the person. Now, as a millionaire, another $1,000 for a car might be nothing, right? But for us, right, I think $1,000 for a car would be a significant amount of money. So what is called, in the overall terms of cost, what's called a lot, so that might depend. Now, somebody who's mamash and ani, maybe in a chanami, spending another $40 or 40 cents for a bottle of soda might lull you so you could hear me call meruba. That would really be chayra and ani meduchak.
What about Kabbalah? Let's say it's.
We're talking when it's the same thing. We're talking when you're buying the same thing.
Let's say it costs exactly the same, but the yid is less in quality, so that should be like a half simur.
I don't know if it's half simur. I don't want that. Now, he's selling mayim chayim soda. I don't want to buy mayim chayim soda. I don't like it. Right, it's not as gishmak. My kids don't like it. I don't like it. I'll drink it if I have to. That's not hefse meruba. That's not hefse muat. That's not the object I want to buy. I want to buy Coca-Cola. That I think would be a whole different
thing. Why do people think the other way around? Also, I'm only willing to spend $5 for X. So I'm going to buy whatever brand I can get for $5.
That's fine. But so then you don't care what brand you get.
Right? But then the same thing is true in reverse. Let's say the Yiddish store is $5.25, and the Goyish store is $4.75,
the same thing. Right. So
then you should buy, just say that 50 cents is not a
meruv.
It's not a meruv because I wasn't going to buy it if it was over $5.
Well, if you're not interested in buying it over $5, if you're not willing to spend that much for it.
In other words, at some point when soda gets up to $1.70 and there's nothing on sale, you're going to walk into the store and say, forget it, I'm not getting soda, we'll find apples.
That's right. If you're not interested in buying it, if it's cost that much, so then they're
not.
You're not willing to spend that for them. We're talking here, you want to buy it. The question is, I buy it from him at this price, or I buy it from him at that price. But if it's costing that price, let's say he was the only store in town, I wouldn't buy it. So then, I'm mechuyev to buy it because he's selling it and he's selling it. That would mean that because the guy is selling for a cheaper price, so I'm mechuyev to buy from the yid.
Can you say the same as far as I'm not willing to spend $18,000.
Right. Yeah. That's true.